Hey everybody, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, here with my co-host, Daniel Garza, who is currently adjusting his visor.
What's up, everyone?
And adjusting his boat instruments.
Why do you feel the need to say what I'm
allegedly doing? Allegedly, we're heading to the Bermuda Triangle. We watched this movie called Triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I this is my pick.
Yeah, it sucked.
It wasn't bad.
My movies are great, honestly. My movie choices.
I just take large swings. This was actually recommended to me by a YouTuber.
Oh, God.
Possessed by Horror is her name.
Oh,
she's pretty popular on YouTube. Yeah, but this is 2009, so this is early 2000s horror, so it definitely has that vibe, I would say.
Yeah, this movie does not hold up to...
it's not a modern horror film, and right. It's not a classic either. It's kind of in that in-between.
Five friends set sail, and their yacht is overturned by a strange and sudden storm. A mysterious ship arrives to rescue them, and what happens next cannot be explained.
Oh, I think it can be explained, because they made a whole movie about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes sense. Like, when you watch it, you're like, oh, this is explainable.
Yeah. Listen.
We got to spoil it.
All I'm going to say is if you've seen Happy Death Day, Looper, Groundhog's Day.
It's the same.
It's that movie. That's what this is.
Just, like, grosser.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you do get to see a young and tight Liam Hemsworth. Yep.
He's very young. He lives on a boat with a man.
Yep, he does.
That is a plot point. And I'm like, why is he living on the boat with the man?
Exactly.
We don't know.
They're like, every time he's troubled. To bring you ladies.
I think he was supposed to be a red herring.
Okay.
But he wasn't a good red herring. Okay. Okay. How do we explain this plot?
I mean,
their boat breaks.
Yeah, the logline kind of covered it. Their boat breaks. They get onto this other ship that's passing by.
And then, it turns out this girl's living the day over and over again.
Yeah.
And she thinks if she kills everyone, it resets, which it does when she kills everyone. But technically, the day isn't reset. I mean, the day is resetting, kind of.
It resets when she kills everyone. It also resets when she dies. So it's like...
Yeah. So she thinks she's going to be able to get home to her kid is basically her goal. There's some twist with that.
Yeah.
But what did you like about it? And let's start with dislikes. What did you dislike about it?
Most of it I disliked.
You hated the whole thing? Okay.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
I mean, yes. When you've seen these movies done over and over and over again, like, yeah, I think it was fun. I agree with you. I did, like, the one thing is it just doesn't hold up. All the green screen, all of it is just so bad.
It's dated.
That you're like,
ugh. I don't know. Would you think it was considered good at the time? I'm not sure.
I wouldn't say so.
I don't remember 2009.
Yeah. Well, actually, 2009, because, I mean, if you think about it, like, what Transformers was coming out around that time, they had some pretty good.
But this did not have the budget of Transformers.
That's 100% true. Yeah. Yeah, all their budget probably went to Liam Hemsworth.
I don't think so. He wasn't even Thor yet.
Well, Liam Hemsworth isn't Thor because he was never Thor. That's Chris Hemsworth.
Was it Liam? Who is in this?
It's Liam.
Is it Liam or Chris?
It's Liam.
That was Chris. Oh, Liam's the worst brother.
Yeah, Liam literally looks like he walked off the set of Last Song into this movie for Triangle, and that's what it was.
Probably a solid paycheck.
Probably. I did like the editing in it. The editing was cool when it's kind of first establishing the loop. It just, like, it showed a glitch without it being too glitchy, but also without
it
being...
Like, it wasn't obnoxious.
Yeah, but with it also being, like, it was smooth, but your eyes were like, whoa, something's happening. And so, like...
Something weird.
It was really... It was very smooth. I was like, wow, that was really good. And they kind of kept that similarly throughout the film. But those... That's,
I would say the practical effects of the film are fine. Like, the gore is good.
Yeah, the gore is pretty good.
The kills are cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have a complaint.
Acting is sufficient for this kind of film.
It is pretty gruesome, too. Like,
yeah.
With the shotgun shots and everything like that, you're just like, whoa, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, I agree that, like, obviously the story we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the reason I liked it is because I feel like we haven't seen it in this kind of setting as much. And then some of the twists about, like, her son.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, so basically for me, like, I know how this is going to end. Like, she's going to end up getting back on the boat again.
Right.
But for me, it was more the journey of getting there. Like, some of the punches that come your way on that journey. Like, you know this story. But, like, oh, there's a pile of dead bodies of this girl she's been killing this whole time. Like, that's something that you're like, oh, crap, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, it's, for me, it was, like, the journey. And then, like, when she does get back to land towards the end of the film, all this stuff happens. And you're like, I wasn't expecting some of that. I don't know. I just enjoyed that aspect of it, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely did have
some cool shock moments, I guess.
Yeah. I will say the ending was worth it. I will say. I was like, oh.
And the pacing's good.
Yeah, the pacing wasn't too slow.
It feels fast enough.
Yeah, and it also feels like it's kind of filling in the gaps.
Maybe I feel like the first 20 minutes could have been shorter. Like, you could have got rid of some of that intro stuff.
Yeah.
But then I guess you don't get the payoff at the end. There could have been a rewrite somewhere in there. Yeah, like, I think the best part, though, is just some of those twists and turns, and then the violence of it is pretty cool. The gore, I guess.
Do you have any other comments on this one?
I mean, who do you recommend this to? Anybody?
That's tough. I really don't like recommending bad movies.
I don't think it's a bad movie. I just don't think it's, like, an amazing movie.
I mean, there are a lot it's of... It's, like, mid. Also, there's a lot of, what is it called, inconsistencies with...
How the reset and all that works?
No. Just, like, continuity errors.
Oh. And yeah. And I'm sure they were just like, obvious, it's a loop movie, so it doesn't matter.
Obvious, like, when she's playing the other character, but you can definitely see the man hands doing the stunt with, like, full-on hair
yeah,
on it.
Okay, I was just like, so whoa. Daniel sent me a picture, a screenshot from the movie, and he's like, what happened to her hands? And if you zoom in, they clearly had an extra, probably Liam, they would his hands.
Yeah.
They were man hands, not woman hands.
Like, massive, huge hands, grip. Very hairy.
And I know maybe they're trying to mislead, but I feel like they could have just had a woman's
But no,
hands,
but it was at the very end of the film, remember?
Oh, so you already know.
Yeah, you already know
yeah,
it's her.
I don't
her.
Know why they did that.
So it was really bad.
I will say, once there was multiple her running around, at the very end, I did lose track of which one was the original.
Yeah.
So, when there's that car accident part,
mm-hmm.
I was like, who's this one? Where did she come from?
Yeah. There was one moment where I was like, wait, how many are there right now? Are there three?
Yeah, so I do lose. I think that's kind of a problem with all of these, like, loop movies with multiple
yeah.
of the same people.
Because there is three at one time all the time. You have the
right?
killer.
Technically
You have
forever.
The original, and then you have the stranded one.
Basically, guys, don't abuse your children or you're going to have to kill yourself over and over again.
True. These are life lessons
that's the theme
we're teaching
of this movie.
Here. Yeah. So yeah, I would probably recommend this to guys who are, like, wanting to have some sort of dumb drunk movie night thing.
Ooh, that's a good recommendation.
But other than
yeah,
that,
I would say if you got some time to kill, something a little stupid, but, you know, there's a little bit of a fun factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was eating cheeseburgers while watching this movie.
I was editing while watching this movie.
Yeah, so it's a good background horror film. If you want to yeah. stay in the vibe, maybe look up and be like, oh, that's cool. That person got chopped in half. That's cool. And then look away. Oh, there's Liam.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not terribly scary. There's some good tense moments here and there. But
uh-huh. Well, I mean, that's all I have for The Triangle. It wasn't that great. Wasn't that bad. It's pretty mid. All right, guys. Well, that is the end of day 4 of the Halloween special marathon. Extravaganza.
What shape will we be talking about next tomorrow?
What shape?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
oh you're stupid
movie.
Oh my god, how did
we're
I
gonna
not
do
get
square
that? Okay guys, well, that is the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Keep following along for this marathon that we will be posting every single day, and you guys take care, watch movies.
That's a clean slate.